That's music by the late composer Paul Schoenfield from my guest today, premier musician, legendary pianist Francis Renzi. Good morning and welcome to Live from FM 91, Conversation and Performance with some of the area's finest musicians and visiting guest artists. I'm your host, Brad Cresswell, and we're coming to you today from the Dana Performance Studio here at WGTE. Now, as I mentioned, we have a very special guest whose name is known throughout our area and beyond. That would be pianist Francis Renzi. Welcome, Francis.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, we have some music that you've recorded. We've heard a little bit of the cafe music. We have some other music that you've recorded, all by Paul Schoenfield. Before we get started in earnest, can you tell us a little bit about your relationship with Paul and Paul's music?
Yes. Well, when I moved to Toledo in 1971, which is over 50 years ago, I met Paul shortly after that. I was immediately in awe of him. I mean, he was such a great pianist, great composer, brilliant mind, and also a very kind and caring person. And I'm really grateful to have had over 50 years of his friendship and of the opportunities to perform and record his great music.
Yeah. I did meet him one time when I went to University of Michigan when he was still actively teaching there. And he was just the nicest person. He actually called me after that, and I was able to share a little bit with him. But my impressions were always wonderful.
Yes, he was a very kind of easy person to talk to. But he was very quiet. Yeah. He was very introverted. He was modest to an extreme. I mean, he didn't really like to draw attention to his own great abilities. He felt reluctant to kind of promote his own music. Mm-hmm. Or to make it easily available. But yes, yeah, so if you met him and you just thought, he's such a nice man, he's so kind, and he's so, and then when you hear his music,
yeah,
you think, is that the same person?
Well, it's wonderful. We're going to hear some music now from you performing in our studio of Paul Schoenfield's. Can you introduce this for us?
Yes, this is, he wrote a piece called Six Improvisations on Hasidic Melodies. It was written in like 1985, and I'm playing the one, it's called, I hope I pronounce it correctly, Ashat Sha'alti, which is Druitt's inspiration from a verse from Psalm 27 in the Old Testament, which says, "One thing I ask, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." He also made another version for flute and piano later, and I did record with Martha Ahrens a couple of these for flute and piano.
Yeah. This is Francis Renzi, wonderful pianist, here on Live from FM 91.
Thank you.
That's my guest on Live from FM 91, pianist Francis Renzi, performing music by Paul Schoenfield. We heard some of the Hasidic melody variations by Schoenfield. We have more Paul Schoenfield for you now in the form of the recordings that Francis Renzi made with the esteemed composer over the years. I wonder if you can talk about Cafe Music. We're going to listen to the fourth movement, the Presto movement from Cafe Music. I wonder if you can set that up for us, Francis.
Yes. Well, this was written in 1985, and Paul had been it was called Murray's Restaurant, and they had a house trio that played kind of pop and different kinds of styles of music, and he sat in with them one night.
Wow.
And he was inspired to write. He called it a kind of high-class dinner music. So that's he draws on many kind of, you know, types of it's jazz and American pop and Broadway, and, you know, it includes all of those kind of inspirations. The violinist is Lev Poliakhin. The cellist is Charles Bernard.
Thank you.
That's a recording from the Innova Records label of Francis Renzi, along with a few other people there, performing the Cafe Music, the final movement by Paul Schoenfield, one of his most popular pieces, I have to say. My guest today is Francis Renzi. You're listening to Live from FM 91. I'm Brad Cresswell with you on this Friday morning. I wonder if you can share some memories of Paul Schoenfield.
Yes, I'd like to. You know, I have so many, but some of my favorite memories, when we both were teaching at the University of Toledo during the 70s, and you know, and I played a lot of his music, and I also performed with him, like the Bartok Sonata for two pianos and percussion, some other things. I always kind of liked to also play whatever I was working on for him, because he was someone I was so inspired by, that whatever he said, which he never said a lot, but whatever it was, it was very meaningful. And I, one of my most treasured memories is, a lot of times we would just get together and read through some of the beautiful forehand music, like of Schubert and Brahms and Dvorak, and it was not for a performance, not for a concert, but it was so musically rewarding to me.
Yeah. Was Schoenfield a fan of Beethoven?
Very much so. Very much so. Yes. One of the first things I remember hearing play, he played the Beethoven second piano concerto with the Toledo Symphony.
Well, we're about to hear you perform the Three Bagatelles from which opus is it?
I've picked three. He wrote three sets, and I've picked one from each set. His first set was Opus 33, which was written in 1802, about the time he was writing the third piano concerto and the second symphony. And there's a set of seven bagatelles, and the one I'm going to play is a very kind of lyrical, more tender, expressive piece. Then the second one is from, he waited for maybe 20-some years, and he wrote two more sets, Opus 119 and Opus 126, in his later period. And I'm doing from the Opus 119. Well, in that time, the piano had changed a lot in those 20 years.
Yeah.
The keyboard had many more notes.
Right.
And there also there was more kind of tonal power, and he could use the pedal in more effective ways, and he did use the extreme registers more. And so from 119, I'm doing one that is a little bit more lively and has a little bit of quirky humor. And then I'm ending with one from the Opus 126 set, which is much more serene and thoughtful.
This is pianist Francis Renzi performing in our Dana Performance Studio, Music of Beethoven. We're going to hear Three Bagatelles that she selected from the three sets of Bagatelles by Beethoven, here on Live from FM 91.
Thank you.
Three Bagatelles by Ludwig van Beethoven, performed at the piano by Francis Renzi in our Dana Performance Studio. It's live from FM 91. I'm Brad Cresswell. And we have another recording for you now, back to Paul Schoenfield, who we're sort of paying tribute to in this performance. This is from the trio for clarinet, violin, and piano.
Yes, you know, the clarinet trio was written actually for David Schifrin, whom a lot of you might recognize his name. He was here in the 80s, I think, as principal clarinet. But in any case, Paul's music is, I want just to emphasize how monstrously difficult his music is. It's very complex, and but it's very virtuosic for all the players, but mostly for pianists. And I always knew that, you know, Paul always would say to me, you know, he would call me and said, can you do this in a few weeks? And I said, but Paul, you know, that's really difficult. He said, oh, no, my music's not that difficult. I don't think he realized how difficult his music really was. The one time that he kind of recognized was in the recording of this clarinet trio. We were recording the last movement. He was at the sessions, all of the sessions, and he was standing there next to me as I was playing, and then he said, that is difficult. But yeah, it's his music is so, it's really takes so much effort and so much work. And sometimes when I would be working on his music, I'd get it like to halfway on the metronome marking that he wanted, and I'd feel, well, it sounds good to me. And then, another thing I got several times, people would ask me, did Paul really mean those metronome markings? And I said, yes, he did. And they're all so fast, you think that can't be that fast. But they are. And they are possible with a lot of practice.
Yeah.
Oh, I would like to say about this piece, each movement is based on Hasidic melody, folk song, or dance. And this last movement is Cossack dance, which is a very frenetic dance.
Yeah. The Cossack movement from the trio for clarinet, violin, and piano. We're going to hear clarinetist Charles Nydick, violinist Lev Polyakin, and my guest today, Francis Renzi, at the piano in this recording here on Live from FM 91.
Thank you.
The last movement from the Clarinet Trio by Paul Schoenfield. That was a recording featuring Charles Nydick at the clarinet, Lev Polyakin, the violinist, and Francis Renzi, who is my guest today, performing on piano. We've been doing a tribute to Paul Schoenfield. Francis had a long-standing relationship with composer Paul Schoenfield, and he left behind some wonderful, wonderful music. We're going to hear a little more of his music, but before we get there, let's talk about sad birds, and people will know what I'm talking about once we tell them what it is about.
Okay, the first piece I'm going to play is by Federico Mampu, a Spanish composer, and he wrote a piece called Pájaro Triste, which is sad bird. Mm-hmm. And so it portrays kind of a plaintive song of a solitary bird. It's very kind of evocative. And then Maurice Ravel wrote a suite called Miroir, which is Reflections. It's a set of five pieces. Oiseau Triste, Sad Birds, is the second piece in this suite, although it was the first piece of it that he wrote. And he always said that it was his favorite. And his quote about this piece is, it evokes birds lost in the torpor of a dark forest in the hottest hours of the day. And at some point, like midway through the piece, there is a wayward panic of a lost bird.
Mm-hmm. This is pianist Francis Renzi on Live from FM 91.
Thank you.
music of Federico Mampu and Maurice Ravel, both of them titled Sad Bird or Birds, here on FM 91. That was performed at the piano in our Dana Performance Studio by my guest today, Francis Renzi, who is a wonderful pianist and somebody who has been around for a long time, has associated with Paul Schoenfield, the composer we've been talking about this morning, and he passed away, when was it? A few months ago. Yeah. Well, we have one more recording here, and this is of Paul Schoenfield's Four Souvenirs for Violin and Piano, and you've chosen to do Tin Pan Alley. That's one of the movements. Can you tell us about this piece?
Yes. Well, this piece was commissioned by Lev Polyakin, who is the violinist in the other recordings, and he had heard Paul's trumpet concerto, and he was so taken by one of the melodies, and so he asked Paul to write something based on that melody for him. Well, Paul wrote this whole set of four souvenirs for piano, violin and piano. This is the melody that he chose was the one that became Tin Pan Alley, which is there's a samba, a tango, Tin Pan Alley, and a square dance.
Pianist Francis Renzi with Tin Pan Alley from Four Souvenirs for Violin and Piano. The violinist is Lev Polyakin. Music is by Paul Schoenfield here on Live from FM 91. We've heard a recording of the third movement, Tin Pan Alley, from Four Souvenirs for Violin and Piano, music of Paul Schoenfield, along with violinist Lev Polyakin, and my guest today, pianist Francis Renzi. We've been sort of having a tribute to Paul Schoenfield, who passed away in April of this past year. And I wonder, Francis, as we draw it to a close, if there's something else you want to say about Paul, or maybe how people should remember him or think of him?
Well, yes. I thank you so much for inviting me to do this, and it's been such a meaningful thing to give a small tribute to Paul. I would like to say that there is a, you know, since Paul was so reluctant to promote his own music, but there is a place called Opus Imprints in New York that is kind of headed up by Andrew Paulus, who is the son of Stephen Paulus, who the composer. And I think Paul had known him in St. Paul. But in any case, he is making sure that he gets as many of Paul's, you know, manuscripts and putting them together, organizing them, cataloging them, and making them available, which is wonderful because Paul never did that for himself. And there, I even had an email once from a student in Spain saying he'd heard our recording of Last Silence, but he can't find the music. So this made that possible. So I'm just hoping that, I mean, I think his music is so extraordinary, and it's so kind of exciting, and it's so irresistible. And I think, you know, I am sure that his music will live on, and his legacy will be there. I miss him terribly, but his music will always be with us.
Pianist Francis Renzi, my guest today, thank you for sharing your memories, your thoughts, and your recordings of Paul Schoenfield's music. And thanks for joining us today right here on Live from FM 91.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Live from FM 91. The broadcast engineer for our program is Chris Pfeiffer. I'm your host and producer, Brad Cresswell. I thank you for joining us today. You're on your public radio station, FM 91.